With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Airports in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago are among 40 of the busiest airports across the country where flights will be cut due to the government shutdown. That's according to a list that was distributed to the airlines today. The Federal Aviation Administration says it will begin reducing air traffic on Friday to maintain safety as air traffic controllers go unpaid and are showing signs of strain during the shutdown. The administration now says cuts to the biggest government food program won't be as deep as previously projected during the shutdown. It now says that the maximum SNAP benefit for November will be cut by 35% rather than by half. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said in a new court filing it realized that the cut needn't be quite as drastic as announced earlier this week. President Trump says the administration has struck a deal with two pharmaceutical companies to slash the price of popular obesity drugs.
This will slash the cost of Wegovy from $1,350 a month to ultimately $250 a month.
In that announcement today from the president, Heritage Foundation senior fellow Hans Van Spakovsky says that voters in New Jersey and Virginia elected Democrats, but that was to be expected in this week's turnout.
That's not a surprise, and it's not some kind of reflection on Donald Trump. It's just what you would expect in these kind of blue states.
Von Spakovsky was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will not be seeking re-election. The announcement today by the California Democrat brings to a close a storied political career that saw her become the first woman to hold that job and arguably the most powerful woman ever to serve in American politics. On Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 219 points. This is SRN News. Glamour magazine goes all in on transgenderism. Here's correspondent Michael Herring.
The British version of the iconic fashion magazine is out with its annual Woman of the Year edition, and the cover features nine men who are living as women. The decision has sparked outrage across the UK, with even a few celebrities giving the Glamour decision a thumbs down. This comes hard on the heels of People magazine naming a homosexual as its sexiest man alive, actor Jonathan Bailey, who is openly gay and has a foundation that promotes the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington reporting.
The German government has banned a Muslim group, accusing it of violating human rights and the country's democratic values. The interior minister says the organization, which had banned Muslim Interactive, promoted anti-Semitism and discrimination against women. The group is known for a savvy online presence and is used to appeal especially to young Muslim immigrants who feel alienated. This is SRN News. Senior U.S. officials have urged European allies to quickly phase out their use of Russian energy like gas and expand regional pipeline networks and boost American liquefied natural gas imports as part of the package. In Athens, Energy Secretary Chris Wright says Russia has several pipelines coming into Europe.
They only have one pipeline. They have five pipelines that come to Europe and one pipeline that goes to China. The pipeline to China is full. Every molecule that does not come to Europe stays in the ground, does not go into the pockets of Putin and to the Russian war machine.
Wright says the U.S. can supply Europe with all the gas it needs.
I think we have a tremendous opportunity right now to displace all of the Russian gas, all of it, every last molecule out of Western Europe. The United States has the gas. We would love nothing more than to cooperate to build this infrastructure.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com.